Good morning. 00 hours. Mostly cloudy. 69 degrees. Good morning. 01 hundred hours. Cloudy. 66 degrees. Good morning. 02 hundred hours. Mostly clear. 66 degrees. Good morning. 03 hundred hours. Partly cloudy. 67 degrees. Good morning. 04 hundred hours. Clear. 66 degrees. Good morning. 05 hundred hours. Clear. 65 degrees. Good morning. 06 hundred hours. Clear. 63 degrees. Good morning. 07 hundred hours. Sunny. 65 degrees. Good morning. 08 hundred hours. Sunny. 68 degrees. Good morning. 09 hundred hours. Sunny. 71 degrees.
Are there any operators who'd like to speak to a Eagle candidate scout? ACUWJ standing by monitoring. Alpha Charlie 8 Foxtrot Juliet monitoring the frequency. ACUWJ standing by. DC to C will be clear, leaving the 350.
KF8CAQ, just checking to get into the repeater.
Good morning, 1000 hours. Partly sunny. 74 degrees.
Alpha Charlie 8, Foxtrot Juliet, AC8FJ, monitoring the frequencies. Running, Kilo 2 Bravo, Sierra Alpha, stroke 8, special event buoys, Scouts of America radio station. Any operators available to talk to a Scout candidate here? Alpha Charlie 8, Foxtrot Juliet, monitoring the frequencies. Any operators available listening out there? AC8FJ.
This is KE8ZRH. I believe I heard a couple people call out.
What's the call sign again, sir?
Kilo Echo 8, Zulu Romeo Hotel.
Well, hi there. This is Rich here, and I don't know if you've heard during the club meeting or conversations yesterday, but I am at the Beaver 8 Scout Ranch. Teaching the radio merit badge, and also have a special event station, K2BSA-8, for the week, listed in QSP, about our Trade of Eagle program here. So we have scouts earning different merit badges here, and one of them is radio, but a requirement is for them to have a short QSO with an operator if you have a moment to spare.
I am starting a 20-minute drive, so I have quite the moment to spare.
K-H-E-R-H. What is your name?
This is K-E-Z-R-H. Hello. I'm Charlie in East Lansing.
So you're on a linking repeater because we are connected or pointing to the Lapeer repeater outside of Metamora where we're located.
Yeah, I think there's a few Michigan repeaters that are all star-linked over here on the eastern half of the state. And but this one that I'm using also has a huge footprint. It covers almost two counties.
Are you able to have a short QSO with a scout here?
Okay, I am ready.
Hello, I'm a Eagle Scout candidate here at the Beaver Eye Scout Ranch, and I'm here earning the radio merit badge, and one of the requirements is to have a quick conversation with someone on the air.
Okay, well, nice to meet you. I'm sorry, what was your name?
My name's Macklin Turla. I am a scout of Troop 1705 located in Troy, Michigan.
Okay, great. Nice to meet you.
I just want to ask you, how did you get into the radioing hobby? Was there anyone that, like, got you into it, or was it just yourself?
I'd say I've always had an interest in radio stuff. Sorry, I'm getting some feedback here. Hold on. I've always had an interest in radio stuff, probably. I built a bunch of little transmitter and receiver kits when I was a little kid. I didn't actually get into amateur radio till probably high school, around the advent of a bunch of cheap handheld radios. I'm now a senior at Michigan State University. I'm actually the president of the amateur radio club there. I'm also really big into scanning stuff and actually had a small commercial two-way radio business. I still have it. I did that for like a year and a half and decided it wasn't for me. It was just way too much work.
What are you majoring at State up there?
I am actually in criminal justice. I started in electrical engineering. I switched over about halfway through my time getting my bachelor's because I just wasn't... I wanted to keep electronic stuff as a hobby. I didn't want to go into a career in it. It's a whole lot of math, and I found it very dull.
So at State, are you interested in their sports programs, like their football or basketball?
Yes. I actually have a job working with Special Events, which is a small part of the police department there. And I get pre-admission basketball and football, though half the time I'm working for them. So, yeah, I was never into sports a whole ton in high school. I did track and swimming, and both of those were only a couple years each. But I definitely try to at least catch the games on TV or go or catch them on the radio. But getting tickets is really hard. Unless I'm working the event, then I get in for free.
Do you have any favorite experiences on the radio, like ever contacting like something for something really important ever?
Yeah, that would be probably HF stuff, which is radio waves that are below 30 megahertz and basically bounce off the atmosphere so they can travel the world. So it's a lot of fun when I go out to the amateur radio club and we do contests, which is basically seeing how many different places you can contact at once. And or not at once, in a certain time frame. There's other specifications too, but yeah, so talking to people across the world sometimes with nothing but, you know, a couple big antennas and a couple radios on them. It's a good analogy is if you were to start giving phone calls to random people in the world, most of them would tell you to go away and quit calling them. But if you, you know, build or just get on a big radio system and start calling random people, they're usually a lot more friendly. It's a lot of fun.
Hey, this is KDMJJ. I'm over here in Osceola County on my way home. How are my copies?
Intelligible. Somewhat weak signal. Fully intelligible, though.
Okay, because I'm on 61 and 66, which is 100 miles away from this.
Wow, not bad.
Yeah, I was back there before this month. 88 M David.
Thank you, Charlie,
hey,
for having a conversation.
South Camp, would you like to explain your programs to, I guess, our other guy here?
Thank you, Charlie, for having a quick conversation with me and helping me earn my merit badge here.
Thank you. Nice talking to you.
73s.
At the K2 BSA-68 Amateur Radio Special Event Station, located Ebury Scout Ranch in Metamora. Thanks for your assistance. Really appreciate your time that you spent with our scouts. 73, and we're clear on your final.
Thank you so much. If I ever hear you again, I will be sure to reach out. This is KEZRH, clear and monitoring.
KEZRH, KEZO mobile.
Hello, this is Charlie.
Hi, Charlie, this is Doc. I was just listening to the scout conversation. Very interesting.
Are you on the KB8LCY repeater, or are you on a linked repeater somewhere?
I'm linked in. I'm in northern Saginaw County, Mobile, and I am on the 33 machine here in Saginaw.
Okay, cool. I'm in northern Ingham County.
All right, very good. Well, like you, we are traveling. I'm headed down south end of Flint to pick up some knotty pine boards for some repairs to a ceiling. And that's what I'm up to.
I am going over to my parents' house to borrow use of their printer because my printer died, so I can print some shipping labels and ship some things out for eBay, and then I'm going to go with my family up north to my grandparents' cottage in a few hours, so I'm looking forward to that. Up in, kind of on the edge of Charlevoix in Otsego County, about 20 minutes east of 131.
Very good. Well, lived in Michigan my whole life, so I know where you're talking about. And did you give that printer a suitable ceremony and burial?
Yes, a while ago. It's like I haven't had one in a few months. I just hate printers, and that's coming from I'm generally a very techy person. But one I had before it, it worked sometimes, but it was very intermittent and usually didn't work, and it was so bad I didn't even want to give it away to anyone. I just threw it out because I didn't want to burden anyone with its misery.
Yeah. Okay, but I've been there. I've seen that. I found with printers, you get what you pay for. Anyway, what a beautiful day. I'm sure you'll have a nice trip up to the Charlevoix area. And so you'll be going north, and I'm going south.
Yes, sir. I'm very glad that this big heat wave seems to be mostly over. I spent like a week probably, for the most part, sitting in my apartment and just sweating, and then I also did this red cedar jubilee thing down in Williamston, and that was so hot.
The weather was, well, what summer, but when it gets here, sometimes we don't like some of the summer. It was a little bit much with the humidity, that's for sure. I had the same thing. I would go out and do work, do something for a little bit, and then go back inside and sit where the air-conditioned air blowed on me. Yeah, very good. Well, I've been tinkering with antennas, so out there with some wire and cutters and soldering iron and yada yada. We're cobbling up an antenna array to get up here, hopefully in the next week, 10 days, whatever. Got a bunch of little things I got to do to get it up. This is KEDL Mobile 8.
Cool. That's usually fun, sometimes a little bit scary. I haven't gone up on an actual sloped roof in probably 6 months. I've been on some roofs at MSU campus, but those are all flat and safe. But I'm also going to be moving an antenna that's at my parents' house, put up for a repeater a little higher. My dad's in my project, and then I don't know. We'll see. I don't really have any in my apartment because there's nowhere to put them.
Yeah, that's the downside of apartment life, is you're very limited with what you can do as far as antennas. Sometimes you're completely limited to zero. But life moves on. You'll just have to look for solutions. Some guys go to mobile for their work, and others do like POTA and things like that. There's always solutions. Some of them... maybe a little more work and a little more intermittent than you would like, but it usually works out in the end one way or another. And now this is a 40-meter beam, a Yagi array made out of wire, which I'm working myself up to. Like I say, I got part of it made. We'll chip away at the others, but right now I've got to go get some lumber for replacing some bad boards in the porch ceiling. So that's today's task.
Yeah, sounds like a good bit of fun. I'm currently probably more of a mobile guy. I've got 6 meters through 70 centimeters and capability of 33 centimeters in my car right now. So I'm kind of insane mobile-wise. I've got a real porcupine of a vehicle. And, yeah, I recently put up a big beam antenna on the roof of the MSU Engineering Building with some other club members. That was a lot of fun.
Yeah, very good. I've not been over to the engineering building at MUU. I'm a grad of that fine institution, but mostly East Fee Hall.
Well, if you're ever in the area and you'd like to play with our equipment, we have, I don't know, a bunch of standard HF rigs, but our antenna system went from very poor to very good recently. So if you're ever in the area, want to play with the equipment, just get a hold of any club members and we can let you in the room.
Yeah, fine. It'd be nicer to be there when there's some activity going on, a club meeting or what have you. You know, get a chance to talk with other folks. And so when you're taking classes there, what are the main buildings or halls you spend your time in?
Right now, actually, I'm in a couple classes over the summer. They're both online. I've had a lot of lectures in Antony Hall and also South Campus, Wonders and Wilson, no, not Wilson, Wonders Hall, too. And I've had a lot of math classes in Wells Hall and I think a couple programming classes.
Yeah, okay. Anyway, the banks of the Red Cedar. It's a beautiful campus. Haven't been back in a number of years now, but, you know, I always feel a link to it. They handed me a degree. I thought that was very nice of them.
Yes. Well, if there's ever a contest going on, we will likely be in the room operating, and you're welcome to stop by. We've got some club alumni who live in the area who were originally joined the club back in the 50s or 60s. So we've got people all the way from age 18 to age 85 in our club. It's a whole lot of fun.
Very good. All right. Okay, I am going to hang it up for now. You take care. You have a good rest of your trip, and hope your day works out. This is KADL.
Okay, well, nice to meet you. I'm about 30 seconds from my destination, so I'll get going as well. 73, this is KADLH. I'll be clear.
Good morning, 1100 hours, mostly sunny, 77 degrees. Good afternoon, 1200 hours, sunny, 80 degrees.
KE8KCZ. Looking for a signal report, please. WD8KLL. Hey, Matt, I got you loud and clear. Oh, very good. Thank you. And I'm sorry, who's this? Call sign is WD8KLL. First name is Greg. We spoke before, I believe. I think I was telling you I was an old sales rep. That's right, Greg. I remember you. I put a little cheat sheet in my car so I can use it for reference. I didn't have use on there. Could I get your call sign just one more time, please? I was trying to find a pen. Yeah, it's WD8KLL, Whiskey Delta 8 Kilo Lima Lima. Okay, perfect, got it. I appreciate it, and also signal report, Greg. What do you got going on this weekend? Any big plans for the 4th of July? Yeah, we're gonna be home and maybe do some projects around the house and cook out. That's about it. Yeah, that sounds about like what we're gonna do. You know, just take it easy. And we can see the fireworks in a couple of different directions from our roof. So that's probably where we're gonna camp out when it gets dark and just enjoy the light show and just kinda relax in there. No driving around, no getting caught in the traffic or anything like that. Oh, that sounds good. Yeah, for sure. Normally we're over in Port Sanilac, and I had a boat, or I have a boat, and the marina there normally does the fireworks, but this year I did not renew my slip, so we are staying home this year.
Oh, it sounds kind of like a shame and not so much of a shame all at the same time. Sitting out on the water and looking at the fireworks is great, but staying home and relaxing, that's pretty great too sometimes.
Yeah, I wanted to ask you, Matt, I think you were telling me about the Alpha Delta, I believe, the NFED antenna. Do you have that model?
Sure, it is a Alpha Delta GXCC fan dipole. It's actually center fed.
Okay, DXCC?
That is correct. Delta X-ray Charlie Charlie.
Okay, yeah, I believe that's the one that Clay suggested a while back, and I ended up going with a hamstick just for now, and looking to put a wire up and looking at all the different options out there. Do you like yours?
Oh, I love mine. And yeah, I got mine on Clay's recommendation as well. And yeah, that thing works great. You know, the only thing about dipoles is they are directional, pretty much. So I've got mine, so it's mainly north and south. You know, talked to the East Coast, but I have talked all the way around to Australia a couple times, New Zealand. And yeah, that thing, it works great. So I've got it probably 30 feet up, and it's, it spans about the antenna itself 80 feet. So you need a few extra feet for the line to hang it up there. But yeah, if you have some place you can hang it, I recommend it. It is a good antenna.
Okay, just curious what radio you're using, and do you also use a tuner with it?
The radio I have is a FTDX-1200 Yaesu. And I also have a Meritron amplifier. I can't remember the model number on that, but it's an 800-watt amplifier. And then I also have a IntelliTuner, 15 1,500 watt limit on that. And those are pretty much the most have with the setup.
Oh, wow. 800 watt amplifier. What's the tuner again?
It's a MFJ IntelliTuner is what it's called. And with MFJ out of business, you probably have to find one on eBay or something. That's where I got mine. And it works just fine. Yeah, but I really enjoy it because once you get it hooked up, you can change frequencies, change bands, and just push one button and it tunes you in just almost instantly. I love that thing.
Okay, very good. I appreciate the info. I'll have to do some research here and figure out what I'm going to do, but it sounds like that's a pretty good setup for sure. All right, man, I probably caught you. I don't know if you're working today or not, but this is usually, I believe, your lunch hour, correct?
That is correct. And as a matter of fact, I should probably be heading back in. I'm in here. So let's get back to what you're doing, Greg. I appreciate the signal report. And, yeah, good luck with that antenna. So enjoy your weekend. If I don't talk to you, WCHKLL, KHDC, I'll be clear on your final.
Okay, Matt, thanks again for the info. I'll do a little research here. From KEZ, WDAKLL, I'll be clear. Have a good day, 73.
Good afternoon, 1300 hours, sunny, 82 degrees.
KM8ZLL, monitoring.
Good afternoon. 1400 hours, sunny, 83 degrees. Good afternoon. 1500 hours. Mostly sunny. 82 degrees.
Alpha Charlie 8, Foxtrot Juliet, ACHFJ, remote at Debray Scout Ranch, looking for operators available to speak with Eagle Scout candidates. We are also running the Kilo 2 Bravo Sierra Alpha Stroke 8 amateur radio special event station. Any operators available out there, please call now. Alpha Charlie 8, Foxtrot Juliet, AC8FJ, standing by, monitoring the frequency. Any operators available? Alpha Charlie 8, Foxtrot Juliet will be clear. Alpha Charlie 8, Foxtrot Juliet, monitoring the frequency, AC8FJ, standing by. Alpha Charlie 8, Foxtrot Juliet, will be clear this frequency. AC8FJ, monitor frequency. Also running the Kilo 2 Bravo Sierra Alpha Stroke 8 Special Event Station by South America, Debray Scout Ranch. Any operators available? Monitoring the frequency. AC8FJ. Alpha Charlie 8, Foxtrot Juliet, monitoring the frequency, AC8FJ, standing by. AC8FJ will be seated in the frequency.
Good afternoon. 1600 hours. Mostly sunny. 84 degrees. Good afternoon. 1700 hours. Mostly sunny. 84 degrees. Good evening, 1800 hours. Mostly sunny. 84 degrees.
KF8 EDQ.
Good evening, 1900 hours. Partly sunny. 82 degrees.
KF8VQ for a radio check.
KF8EQ, this is KF8EQ. You're coming in crystal clear. This is Kilo Echo 8, Whiskey India Sierra, performing an antenna test.
Get the call sign there, but you're working good there. This is KF8DOP.
Roger that. This is Kilo Echo 8. Hey, what's your location there? I'm over here in Fowlerville.
KF8DOP, we're over here in Fowlerville.
Roger that. Yeah, you're coming in really good, about 5-7.
Yeah, you sound really good, too. You're at about a 5-7, 2-5-9.
So what repeater is this one here? I'm just curious, is it a Fenton repeater?
I can't remember what it is up on top of that nowhere.
All right, roger that. This is Kilo Echo 8, Whiskey India Sierra. Thank you for the report.
You're welcome there, buddy. This is KF8DOP. We're clear.
Kilo Echo 8, Whiskey India Sierra, clear.
Good evening, 2000 hours. Partly sunny. 82 degrees. Good evening, 21 hours. Partly sunny. 77 degrees.
CE3 GXK monitoring.
CE3 DXJ, this is KF8 EDQ. How are you doing tonight?
Not too bad. The name here is Jeff, Golf Echo Oscar Foxtrot Foxtrot. Location, the outskirts of Sarnia, little place called Bright's Grove.
Nice to meet you, Jeff. My name is Mike. I am in Saginaw Township. It's near the middle of Michigan, if you're familiar. It's you're coming in real, real clear from that far off.
Well, I noticed as soon as I keyed up the repeater, I was like, what? I should not be able to get into that, but there must be a 2-meter window opening there because it's wide open.
Yeah, you're coming in perfectly clear. Do you have any pets or anything anything like that, or how was your day today?
Well, today was call around and see who I could find to uninstall a old ceiling fan and reinstall a new one.
Yeah, copy that. I've done that at my sister's. I've replaced a couple of ceiling fans. And it can be challenging to have to hold it up there with one arm and connect it with the other. It can be easier with two people, yeah. That can be challenging. I've got some dogs. I like to take care of dogs. Are you a dog person?
Well, I am a dog person, but I don't have one. My sister has one. We had dogs for many, many years. Through the years, we had a three-legged dog. Let's see if you can beat that story, right? I mean, somebody had opened the back gate when I lived in Windsor, Ontario, when I was a kid. Somebody had opened the gate or something and let the dog out, and we didn't know it until somebody called us and said, we found your dog in the west end of Windsor, Ontario, and we said, okay, we went and got him, and then what happened, he got hit by a car, and one of the front legs it cut the radial nerve, so it was pretty much a dead leg. So he just said, well, we can cut the leg off, and the other leg just grew into the center.
Yeah, copy that. I'm sorry to hear about that. I've had some similar conditions where that could have happened to my dog. I've got one Ducky. I have three dogs actually, but one of them in particular likes to get out of the fence and run around the neighborhood, and I put a stop to it when she started running in the road, and the animal control came and visited my house. They told me I had to start tying her up, so she's been tied up ever since. But I've got three dogs, and they've been into porcupines. That's the closest injury they've ever had, is porcupine quills. My one dog has gotten into porcupines 5 times, and the other one twice.
Good evening. 22 hours. Mostly clear. 72 degrees.
Wow, that's something else. I can't believe that. We've never had anything like that happen in... I know that we had one other dog that, I don't know what, it was wandering off and then fell into a very, very deep hole, and it took place way up north, I remember hearing about the story. I mean, I remember the dog. I mean, his name was Meg. and the other dog's name was Breaker, the one that had three legs. I know that sounds a little strange, but anyway, Meg was not very smart. And he just wandered off and then walked, you know, and then down he went into a great big hole, and my dad and his friend were trying to figure out how to get this dog out of this really deep hole, and I guess they had devised some form of plan to get him out, and they managed to get him out of the hole, and gee whiz, and I'm like, holy cow, what are you going to do, right? But some, you know, some dogs are not very smart.
Yeah, and that would include my dog. Like I said, the Neo's been in the porcupines 5 times, and I just keep relying on, I kept on telling him, we've had pet talk. There's porcupines out there. You've already seen them. You don't need to revisit them again. But good luck telling him that, you know, he promises that he won't do it again, but I think he would gladly do it again. Well, it's been a pleasure speaking to you, Jeff, and I'll wish you 73s for now. Maybe we'll do it again in the future. This is KS8EDQ, and I'll be clear after yours.
All right. Well, pleasure, a pleasure making your acquaintance, sir, and I'll say my 73s. I really do have to get going and get myself sorted out for tomorrow, as I gotta get up early and go to the bank and get some more money so I can pay this guy to take down a ceiling fan and put up a ceiling fan. So I guess I better get going myself. I'll say 73s, and you have a good evening.
KF8. AKV, can I jump into this contact for a second?
Copy that, KF8AKV. This is KF8EDQ. We were just wrapping up the conversation, but if you want to talk to me, I guess I could stick around.
Sounds like fun, but what was it, Jeff? I wanted to capture his call sign. He'll be my second Canadian that I've ever made a contact with.
Okay, Victor, Echo 3, Golf, X-ray Kilo. And yes, the name is Jeff. Golf, Echo, Oscar, Foxtrot, Foxtrot.
Jeff, thank you very much. My first name is Gordon. You'll have to look it up on Google, but I'm from Muir, Michigan. Actually, Sarnia is straight east of me. I mean, straight as an arrow. The other day I was chatting with a fella named Kevin from Windsor. I think it was Victor Alpha 3, Alpha India India was his call sign.
That sounds like a real big band opening. That's probably why. And the direction of your, possibly the direction of the antenna and how the band is going too, because tonight the band is just way wide open, crazy.
Oh, no antenna on my part. I'm talking to you using a handheld with, well, I do have like a 15-inch antenna on it. Fake Yagi.
Running here, I got an STM-400XD. The antenna is a diamond. And it's up 35 feet in the air, top rail pipes bolted together and strapped together, and then screw is holding the other end of the strapping to a 4x4.
Yeah, once you can reach one repeater for this network, you got us all. I happen to be about 14 miles from one of the voting towers in the Lansing repeater system.
Let's see, there's a Detroit repeater, a couple of, I think there's one or two Detroit repeaters that I can get into on a good night, on an open night. There's the 145330. Once in a while I can get into that one.
I confess I've never measured it, but I wonder if the Flint repeater might be closer to Sarnia.
It might. Let's see. This one, what have I got in here? So I got Sandusky. I can get into Sandusky on using this.
Sounds like a plan sometime. I know you guys already said you're 73, so I don't mean to hold you up.
Well, I don't mind the chat every once in a while. Sometimes it's good to, you know, get out there and, you know, you find another frequency that sometimes works to your advantage on a good night. I just scroll through the what's in the radio and what was programmed in the radio, and some nights it comes in real clear, and some nights I don't get anything at all.
Hey, 4 is EYQ.
Okay, make one.
I just want to say good evening to both of you there. This is AE4ZYQ Joe in Clinton Junction, coming through Mount Clements, and hearing you guys full signal, full modulation. You're talking about Sarnia. I checked into their net just tonight over in Sarnia from Clinton Junction with an attic antenna. They had their friendship net tonight, so I'm not sure who wants to take it, but go ahead.
Yeah, I was on that net. I'm actually over here in the outskirts of Sarnia.
I'll be honest,
and
I don't want to hear no laughing at me. I keep the handheld on the fireplace mantle turned on, and sometimes somebody pipes up. The good radio is upstairs with the external antenna. Yeah, this is just a handheld Bofang with a Nagoya antenna.
Yeah, you guys double, but I heard both of you. I didn't hear your call signs there. I assume you're licensed. The gentleman talked about the fireplace, call sign and name, and the other fellow follow up.
Yeah, you can tell we're eager to chat. The call sign is Kilo, Foxtrot, 8, Alpha, Kilo, Victor. Muir, Michigan, first name is Gordon.
Other station is Victor Echo 3, Golf X-Ray Kilo, location Brightsgrove, Sarnia, Ontario, Brightsgrove. Name is Jeff, Golf Echo Oscar Foxtrot, Foxtrot.
Well, you guys go back to it. I just thought I'd jump in briefly and say you're coming through real clear on the Mount Clements repeater and hearing you very good on both accounts. Good signal, good modulation. But I go get back to what I was doing there after the previous nets. So 7-3 from Kilo Echo 4, Zulu Yankee Quebec. And that's Joe Juliet Oscar Echo, Clinton Township, 7-3.
All right, well, I'm using the Lapeer. It says Lapeer on this repeater that I have programmed in this radio, so I'm not sure exactly where this one really is and if it's in Lapeer County or something like that.
Yeah, I've never visited there to be any good at my geography where Lapeer compares to Flint?
This is WAJK, Whiskey and Juliet, Charlie.
I've gone through this radio I don't know how many times, and I have not seen a Flint repeater programmed in it. Maybe this one just is listed as Lapeer instead of Flint, maybe. I don't know.
Been trying to think of the website. It's C-M-E-N, but I don't remember if it's O-R-G or C-O-M. That'll give you all the repeaters. I want to say there's 9 of them, but don't hold me to that. And most of those repeaters will have between 2 and 7 voting towers in their area.
Well,
this is WAJC.
I'm quite a distance from the Lapeer, probably the whatever site this one is. Like I'm probably a fair distance away. I'm not entirely sure just what the distance is on this one from where I am to where the repeater site is.
Jeff, we've got somebody else that wants to join us. Why don't we take just a quick break and let him enter?
Yeah, this is WAJC. I'm in Fenton, F-E-N-T-O-N, and that's where the repeater is that I'm talking to you through. So, just let me know what's happening. It's W-A Juliet Charlie in Fenton, Michigan.
All right, yeah, I guess this thing's really going quite the distance. We definitely got an opening, a big band opening, especially when it's, for me to hit this, that's a big distance.
Wait till you look up Muir and see how far we are. M-U-I-R. Honestly, I'm probably about as far west as anybody that uses this network.
I'm probably the furthest north than than probably anybody has ever used it, right?
Well, farthest east, anyway.
Good point, yeah, because one of you said that you were directly across from, I guess, where the repeater was located or something like that, something like that.
Well, Google it when you have time. I think you'll find it very interesting. If you go to the right spot on that website, you can pull up all of the repeaters, and it'll give you an instantaneous bar graph on all their different voting towers. And then I've screwed with it long enough, you can shrimp down each window and have all the repeaters open all at the same time, watching all of the bar graphs as people are talking.
KFA DPZ.
Go ahead.
Well, good evening, everyone. How's everyone doing? I hope everyone's doing well. The website that you're all looking for is whiskey8charliemikenovember.net. That's where you can find all the information on all of these repeaters.
Very much. I was trying to think of the last 3 letters, and it rings a bell now that you say it. .net.
Well,
yes, sir.
To get
that's it exactly. As a matter of fact, I've got a number of those windows up right now.
I really need to get Yeah, I really need to get myself organized for the night. I kind of got carried away with radio again. I got to stop doing that. even at my age, I mean, I'm still young, but I shouldn't be up until all hours of the night playing radio, right? I know it's fun, but I know I got to work in the morning. Yeah, and I got to confess, the missus and I were watching a movie, and when I heard making contacts, I hit pause on the DVD player, jumped up and grabbed the radio. I'm probably going to get stink eye when I go back into the living room. Yeah, why looking at you saying, well, what were you doing? Talking to a Canadian? I've been sitting here doing nothing and my popcorn's all used up. Somebody else sitting there eating away your popcorn and they come back with an empty container, right? Yeah, for my safety's sake, I better fail also, Jeff. This is Kilo Foxtrot 8, Alpha Kilo Victor from Mueller, Michigan, and I'll be 73. All right, well, I guess I better say my 73s and get myself done for the night view. I'm starting to fall asleep a little bit, which I shouldn't do. I need to get prepared for tomorrow, so I better say my 73s to everybody, and I'm glad I could get in here. I don't usually get into this repeater, but lucky me, tonight. Okay, 73 to everybody. Make sure to check that website, Jeff.
Well, both of you gentlemen, then. Have yourselves a good evening. 73 is to you both. KF8-DPZ standing by.
If you're still there, maybe I will write down that website right now since I have a piece of paper and a pen ready.
All right, that won't be a problem. Whiskey 8, Charlie, Mike, November.net. November Echo Tango. Got it?
You got me a little too quick. Okay, Whiskey 8.
Charlie, Mike, November.
Okay, that was .net, sir.
Yes, it is. W8CMN.net. Like I said, everything is there that you could possibly want to know about this. You could, like the other gentleman was saying, you can watch all the monitors. You can open them all up in their own individuals and things like that. You can watch all the bar graphs going crazy. You'll figure it out. It's pretty straightforward.
I can pull it up on my computer when I get a chance, yeah. All right, well, I got that wrote down there, and I'll take a look at that tomorrow after my ceiling fan has been replaced.
All right, copy that. I got one of those I got to do myself here one of these days.
No, I got a guy coming tomorrow afternoon. I'm going to actually give him a call when I get home. When I at the restore, when I get back home, I'll give him a buzz and say, yeah, I'm back home. And I'll tell you, for under $100, for $80, he said he could do it straight up for cash.
Nah, that ain't too bad. Shouldn't take him more than an hour unless he's got to climb like a 12-foot ladder or something like that. Then it'll take him an hour and 10 minutes.
Yeah, it might take him a 12-foot ladder, I think, and I hate to say it, but that's probably what's going to happen because, I mean, it's a cathedral ceiling, and I warned him about that. I told him it was a cathedral ceiling, but I told him the exact height from the bottom of the ceiling fan to the floor was 11 foot 9 inches.
Yeah, that's up there a bit. Yeah, he's going to need a 12-footer, all right.
Yeah, I just hope he's able to do the job. I don't want to have him come out here and then find that he can't do it. And, you know, that worried me a little bit when I thought, oh, dear, you know, is it going to be too much for this guy? And he's not retired. He actually does this for a living. He's just a handyman guy, but, you know, he'll take cash. And I'm thinking, well, if you're going to take cash, I'll just hope for the best and hope that he's able to get up to that height, because that's a long way up. And my dad's 75. He would never touch another. He would never do it again.
Can't say I blame him for that. Not at all.
I can't do it anyway, so that's why I gotta pay someone else to do it. But my dad was smart enough. He put the ceiling fan, the new one, together, so it's all assembled. All we gotta do is just take down the old one and put up the new one. The new one's got lights, and they're the ones that use less power or something, whatever. I can't remember what it's called, but they're the bulbs that use less electricity. So, and not like I want to be using that light so much anyway. I mean, I try not to use too much light in the house, but electric being expensive as it is anyway. Well, I better say my 73s again, and I better get out of here, or otherwise I'm never going to get any sleep tonight.
Yeah, I copy that. I was just jumping on here for a little bit before I hit the sack myself. I'll ask you for your call sign one more time, and then I'll say 73s after your final. This is KF8DPZ, Kilo Foxtrot 8, Delta Papa Zulu. First name is Cliff.
And call sign here is Victor Echo 3, Golf X-ray Kilo, and the name here is Jeff, Golf Echo Oscar Foxtrot Foxtrot.
Pleasure to meet you. Always good to make a new contact. You be safe when you go out in the world, and I hope you get that ceiling fan fixed. Again, 73s, KF8DPZ, standing by.
73.
Good evening, 23 hours, clear, 69 degrees.